Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? $6.30 will not buy you dinner. At least it will not buy you a sit-down dinner, unless you buy dinner and sit down somewhere else. You know, that is all the human body is worth. When we die and our body disintegrates into basic elements, our survivors can get only that much, $6.30. However, think of the money, the dollars, the gold and the silver that has been invested in our body to eat, to go to school, to find a spouse, to start a family, and to raise children. In spite of all that, this is just worth $6.30 in today's terms. Hence the question, is not life more precious than body? Is not life more precious than body? Well, I listened to the other day from a doctor, a cardiologist, that he almost found the place in the heart where life, he called soul, resides. According to him, that is a place where the doctor's scissors do not enter. He believes that is the seat, but he has not really proved it beyond a doubt, but approximately that's where he thinks it is. We know life is a gift to us from God. He made us out of the dust and put his life in us so that we may live and have our being and eat and drink and work. But if we store up treasures for this life, Scripture tells us we are the most miserable of all people. Is not life more worth than food and drink? It is a question of peeling off the onion skin. Finally, when we come right down to it, life is indeed a gift from God, and if he gave it to us, he knows how to sustain it and take care of it and bring it to its everlasting fulfillment. In that journey, Scripture tells us, do not worry about what you will eat and what you will put on. Jesus, as Luther calls it, uses birds as theologians to speak to us who are made in God's own image, who are not able to get the whole picture. Shall I call it, get a bird's eye view of your life? Do not look too much within, but look without. What goes around us, how food is brought to the table, how blessings are imparted to us, not on our own, but because of the gift giver, even our God, who not only created us, but everything surrounding us for our sake and for his glory. Get the bigger picture. So the text leads us to asking us to indeed look at the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You know the story. Learn from nature, but look without how God cares for them. The word translated worry here, I believe, also has a different nuance to it. Merriam-Naush could also be translated as concern. And I struggle with that word concern. Back home in my language, there is no comparable word that translates what English people call concern. Worry, there are a lot of words, no problem at all. Concern is deeper. Concern does have worry. Worry with a positive outlook. God is concerned about us. Concern takes us yonder to look without and see the broader picture. Concern enables us to not become minute philosophers, but to have an interpretation of life that God brings to us. God is concerned about us, not only about our food and drink, but things yonder, things that have everlasting value, things that take us, give us the ability to transcend the mundane things, although needful and necessary as they are, even to get to the bigger picture. And Paul talks about that kind of concern about the churches. Paul talks about the worry and the suffering and the sorrow and the persecution that he had to go through because of God's concern for all people, that all people will know that God is the true God and come to the knowledge of the truth by the proclamation of the gospel. The widow of Zarephath's worry was turned into concern because of the prophet's intervention. She got the bigger picture and she could bless. And God blessed what the little she had to be a blessing for her and her household and for the prophet. God is concerned about you. The text tells us then, therefore, to cast our burdens upon him. Let God worry about it. Recall then, the text is coming in the context of Jesus teaching us the Lord's Prayer, the one who feeds all of us. Repeatedly, twice in the text we read, our Heavenly Father knows what we need, and we should not be seeking as heathens seek. Our needs are met by our Father who knows our needs. What a confidence, what a trust, what a guarantee we have, lest we worry, but put our trust in our God. Worry, it's for the birds. For us, sufficient unto the day is the trouble thereof. God grant us the wisdom and the confidence for Christ's sake. Amen.